O Lord, our Lord, the majesty and glory of your name transcends the earth and fills the heavens. O Lord, our God, little children praise you perfectly, and so would we. O Lord, our God, the majesty and the glory of your name transcends the earth and fills the heavens.
The Lord reigns. Let the peoples tremble. He sits enthroned upon the cherubim. Let the earth quake. The Lord is great in Zion. He is exalted over all the peoples. Let them praise your great and awesome name. Holy is he. The king in his might loves justice. You have established equity. You have executed justice and righteousness in Jacob. Exalt the Lord our God, worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Moses and Aaron were among his priests. Samuel also was among those who called upon his name. They called to the Lord, and he answered them. In the pillar of the cloud he spoke to them. They kept his testimonies and the statute that he gave them. O Lord our God, you answered them. You are a forgiving God to them, but an avenger of their wrongdoings. Exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy mountain, for the Lord our God is holy.
In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord seated on a throne, high and exalted, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphs, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two wings they covered their feet, and with two wings they were flying. And they were calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory."
At your name, Lord Jesus, every knee will bow. Things in heaven and things in earth and under the earth, and every tongue will confess that you are Lord to the glory of God the Father. And we join with all the creation and those who worship you to acknowledge you, our Lord Jesus, to acknowledge you, our Father in heaven. Unfathomable, incomprehensible. We love you. We adore you.
Father, as a people and personally, I confess that we're not very good at adoring and praising, mm-hmm. and we cry out to you to forgive us for that, mm-hmm. and because you're great and you're holy, and Lord, help us to say those true things and to live those true things. Mm-hmm. We confess our need of you. We confess how that apart from you, then our attempts at praise are self-centered and and don't go very far. Help us, teach us how to praise you.
The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hands. And he is not served by human hands as if he needed anything, because he himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man he made every nation of men that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he determined the times set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from each one of us. For in him we live and move and have our being.
Yes, Father, I join in confessing with John our difficulty in adoring you as you deserve. You are not only high and exalted, but you are beautiful, and you are the satisfaction of our deepest desires. And we confess that we haven't tasted the full depth of those riches because we've been gazing at other things. And we pray for you to forgive us and give us hearts after you, eyes for you, and that we would long for you and seek you with our whole hearts.
Yes, Father, we We do confess. I confess, Lord, of not giving you the rightful place in my heart and of not expressing the joy that is found in you to others. Mm-hmm. And Lord, of having low thoughts. But at the same time, Lord, we just are so thankful that you continue to pursue us. You show yourself to us. You woo us to yourself with your arms of love. You show us when we're becoming cold and lukewarm. And thank you for this evening, the time of opening our hearts to you. Mm-hmm. We confess, we adore. Have mercy upon us, O God, the God of our salvation. Cleanse us from secret sin. Reign thou, O Lord, in our hearts.
Yes, Father, say amen to that. And I just thank you that you invite us to know you. And we recognize tonight that you're so much greater than we are aware. And at the same time, we are awed that you choose to live in us. Mm-hmm. You have promised to come to us. And in our daily lives, you are so present with us. And I pray that tonight we'd have, just give me a new awareness of what that means in my daily life. How you want that to affect me. How that changes my perspective. And where I'm missing that, I pray that you'd reveal it. And that we all could be aware tonight that you are so great that you are both unknowable and yet have come to have asked us to know you and have made yourself knowable through Jesus. And we thank you for that wonderful blessing.
Lord, I confess that you are true, you are just, and you are good in all of your ways, in all of your acts, and in all of your judgments. And I repent of offense at your ways. And I say your ways are good, your ways are true, and your ways are just.
All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to our own way. The Lord hath laid on you the iniquity of us all. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He who knew no sin became sin for us, that we could become the righteousness of God in him. God, you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that we can believe in him. Believing in him, we should not perish but have everlasting life. Dear God, we desire to live in that newness of life, and we just confess that often we're taken so much with the cares of this world that we don't walk in that life, in that abundant life. Just pray that you would shine on us with your mercy and love to that end. In Jesus' name.
Eternal Father, we thank you tonight that you have revealed yourself to us through creation mm-hmm. and redemption. And we see there that you are a wise and powerful and creative source of life and all things good. Thank you for the privilege to know you and that you haven't given up on us and that you've provided redemption, which is motivated by your justice and love and mercy. And thank you, Lord Jesus, for all you've done for us and how you've provided a way of salvation, a way to learn to love and serve, and the pathway to eternal life. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your indwelling presence and for your patience with us and your conviction. Mm-hmm. Thank you for leading us in paths of righteousness, and help us to know your voice and to heed it.
Yes, Lord, we thank you for the privilege we have and have had in our lifetime to learn about you. Mm-hmm. We understand that there are many who do not have this privilege. And our concern is that we would do our part in giving support to work is being done to help people like that, that it may be done in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, for the privileges we've had through life. Many blessings that many people are not experiencing this evening because of their countries. Do help us, Lord, to do our part in supporting, giving support how we can, financial support, mm-hmm. prayer support, to have the right concerns and the right love, like we should, for those among us. And guide us with your Spirit. May the Holy Spirit guide us, and may we be victorious over the evil spirit. May we may be an example to those about us. We pray in Jesus' name.
The earth is yours, Lord, in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell therein. You have founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord? Who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to an idol, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive blessing from you, Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. We lift up the gates of our heads. We lift up our everlasting doors, that you, the King of glory, may come in. Who is this King of glory? You, Lord, strong and mighty. You, Lord, mighty in battle. We lift up the gates of our heads. We lift up our everlasting doors, that you, the King of glory, may come in. Who is this King of glory? You, the Lord of hosts. You are the King of glory.
To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the earth will wail on account of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice like a trumpet saying, write what you see in a book and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, and to Pergamum, and to Thyatira, and to Sardis, and to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice that was speaking to me, and on turning I saw seven golden lampstands. And in the midst of the lampstands, one like a son of man, clothed with a long robe and with a golden sash around his chest. The hairs of his head were white wool, like snow. His eyes were like a flame of fire. His feet were like burnished bronze refined in a furnace, and his voice was like the roar of many waters. In his right hand he held 7 stars. From his mouth came a sharp, two-edged sword, and his face was like the sun shining in full strength. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. But he laid his right hand on me, saying, "Fear not. I am the first and the last, and the living one. I died, and behold, I am alive forevermore, and I have the keys of death and Hades." Lord, we praise you because you're the first and the last, and you're the living one, and you're the one who is, and who was, and who is to come. You're the Almighty. You were the one in whose mouth is a sharp two-edged sword, and we praise you.
Lord Jesus Christ, you are the image of the invisible God, the firstborn over all creation. By you, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities, all things were created by you and for you. You are before all things, and in you all things hold together. And you are the head of the body, the church. You are the beginning and the firstborn from among the dead, so that in everything you might have the supremacy. For God was pleased to have all his fullness dwell in you, and through you to reconcile to himself all things, whether things on earth or things in heaven, by making peace through your blood shed on the cross. Alleluia. What a Savior.
Mm-hmm.
Someone have another chorus? If you wish to join those standing, you're welcome to.
Love you, we worship and adore you. Glorify thy name in all the earth. Glorify thy name.
Has a nation ever changed its gods? Yet they are not gods at all. But my people have exchanged their glory for worthless idols. Be appalled at this, O heavens, and shudder with great horror, declares the Lord. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns. Broken cisterns that cannot hold water. Father, you are more precious than silver, and I declare that tonight, and yet I confess that I am as guilty of idolatry in my life as what the people were that Jeremiah spoke to. I have pursued my own comfort, my own ease, my own pleasure, and it hasn't satisfied. It's been a broken cistern. And I want to be satisfied by you, by the true living water.
Lord, we confess that we are not consumed with you. Mm-hmm. We're not consumed by you. And John the Baptist said that Jesus would bring the baptism of fire, that he would fan out the chaff and burn it. God, I ask for the baptism of fire, that you would rid us of the chaff and burn it. Rid us of the idols that are replacing you. Forgive us when we have looked at hay and stubble and straw and pursued it like diamonds and forsaken the riches that you've offered us. Baptize us with fire and burn out what hinders us from knowing you.
I pray, Lord God of heaven, O great and awesome God, you who keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and observe your commandments, please let your ear be attentive and your eye open, that you may hear the prayer of your servant, which I pray before you now, day and night, for the children of Israel, your servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against you. Both my father's house and I have sinned. We have acted very corruptly against you and have not kept the commandments, the statutes, nor the ordinances that you commanded your servant Moses. Mm-hmm. Remember, I pray, the word that you commanded your servant Moses, saying, if you are unfaithful, I will scatter you among the nations. But if you return to me and keep my commandments and do them, though some of you were cast out to the farthest part of the heavens, yet I will gather them from there and bring them to the place which I have chosen as a dwelling for my name. Now these are your servants and your people, whom you have redeemed by your great power and by your strong hand. O Lord, I pray, please let your ear be attentive to the prayer of your servant and to the prayer of your servants who desire to fear your name. And let your servant prosper this day, I pray.
Father, say amen to these songs, these prayers. And I pray that there would be a turning in my heart, in our hearts, to not be satisfied with where the cisterns are broken, but to come to you for our healing. And I am impressed tonight that cisterns that are broken can't overflow. Father, we're reminded tonight of that you are wanting to build your kingdom also in other places, in Indonesia, in our places of work. Father, even here in America, we have a whole generation of professionals that are growing up without knowledge of you. In so many places, there is need for an outpouring, for a revealing of you. Father, we want to know you in such a way that you are revealed through us the way you intended to reveal yourself. So heal us, Father, and reshape us. Make us into those witnesses that you intend us to be, as you have meant us to be, and as you have redeemed us to be.
For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with power through his Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, and that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ which surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled up to all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
And our Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus, we because your name is above every name, We bring the needs among us to you as well, Lord. And we just plead for those who know not you.
Yes, Lord.
Those we rub shoulders with regularly who know not you. Those from among us who have gone astray, Lord. Lord, you know you love them. You're wooing them. And Lord, we just cry out to you that you would speak to their hearts and bring them back to you. Lord, that they could have the wonderful joy of knowing you, the only true God, and knowing you, the Lord Jesus, whom you have sent. Oh, Lord, we pray, have mercy. And at the same time, we also give those who think especially this evening of Paralee and Judith. And Lord, the needs there, the physical needs especially, Lord. And pray for a special anointing to those who are ministering to them, Lord. And just pray that their needs can be met physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Their hearts can be encouraged, O Lord. Thank you, dear Lord.
Father, I pray for the friends at my university that you bring into my path and into my circle of friendship that don't know you, and I pray that you will draw them by your Spirit and show them their need for you and show them your desire for to be their Lord and to bring wholeness to their lives. And I pray that you will make me a faithful witness for you. And I commit myself tonight to being poured out for you in that place and in whatever way you call. And I commit to listening to your Spirit and putting your agenda ahead of my daily agenda and to-dos and all the pressing things that keep me from listening to you. And so help me, God.
I pray tonight for the work in Indonesia and especially intercede for those that are making contacts among the natives there, and pray that you would continue to show the way, that as they seek to lay the foundation well for the future of the work, that you would safeguard the process.
Yes,
and
Lord.
Lead them, and in your time, may things develop that could be a blessing for the spread of the gospel and the birth of the church and all that goes into that kind of a work. We especially lift up the brothers that are visiting together with Matthew and Levi, and pray a hedge of protection around that gathering and meetings this week for the strengthening of the brothers, for the establishment of the work, and for the glory of your name. Pray this in Jesus' name.
Well, Jesus, when you were on the earth, you prayed that your followers would be so united that there's no doubt that you are who you said you are. Lord, I just pray that as we seek you together, that the result would be unity in your followers, whether that's the local church here or the universal church, that all true followers of Jesus would seek you with their whole heart to love you and be just be what you designed us to be. Lord, John was also asking that we pray for the Kansas Youth Chorus, and that your the spirit of worship would pervade this year's chorus. Lord, give clarity in choosing the songs that you want them to sing. And I just pray that they would be united, not just in sound, but united in spirit of worship that glorifies you, that shows people that they are following you.
Yes.
In Jesus' name.
Lord, this evening I bow my heart in repentance for the ways that I have consumed the blessings you give to me on my own comforts. The suffering that is around us, the suffering that is in the world, is so stark compared to the blessings that we enjoy here. And I just admit that so much of my life is invested in being comfortable. And I pray, Father, that you would stir in me. I confess that as wrong, as sin. And then, Lord, I look around and I see people who are in deep suffering, who live in fear. And this moment, I want to lift to you the young lady, Sasha Kraus, who has been abducted from the compound of Farmington, Mexico, who seems to be, at this point, is lost, at least lost to her friends and family. I ask, Lord, if that you would intervene and overrule in the hearts of those who have taken her.
Yes, Lord.
And I pray, Lord, you would protect her in every way and that you would bring her back safely. Lord, we admit that we don't understand how fairness works and how we can be so blessed and others can be so stricken. We receive these gifts at your hand, but Lord, we commit ourselves to using them responsibly and to live responsibly for you in the comforts that you give us, but to do that for your glory and for the sake and the goodness of others.
Lord, I'm thinking of several things that you've impressed upon me recently, and that is to speak the truth in my heart. And so I find in the Psalms that that it says, the fool says in his heart there is no God, and that is a lie. And certainly I wouldn't say it that way, but I believe that you've shown me a lie I have believed. And so, as it says in the next Psalm, Lord, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? He that walketh uprightly and worketh righteousness and speaketh the truth in his heart. And I pray that for myself and for us, that we may speak your truth in our hearts.
Yes, Father, I also pray that you will speak your truth into my heart. And so often I believe the enemy's lies about me rather than accepting your truth about me. And in Psalms it says, how many are your thoughts toward us, and how precious are those thoughts. And I pray right now for a heart open to receiving your truth spoken into my heart on a daily basis. Father, we thank you so much for meeting us tonight and hearing our prayers. Thank you for being our loving Father, and that we have full confidence that you are present and that you have been accepting. You've been accepting our prayers. You've been moving among us. You've been touching our hearts. And we pray that both here as a church and in our lives and families individually, this will be an ongoing process of growing in you and hearing from you. And we pray that you will grow each of us in that. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Anthony, I'll let you lead a song, whatever you have.
Please turn to number 649. Nearer, still nearer, 649. And please stand.
Go in peace.